Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You know, this whole voter fraud thing, we were just talking about it because we heard all of, you know, how many people are registered in two states. And do you know that this and they're all voting this way and it's totally illegal. And I'm getting all these, you know, text messages. Chad, you got to check this and emails. And oh, my God, you're an idiot. You don't even understand. Blah, 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 blah. I'm registered, I believe, in two states. Sean Spicer's registered in two states. Jared Kushner's registered in two states. Our good man Anthony's been registered in five states. And your mother, my mom, my grandmother is registered to vote. I bet she's passed away. I bet you she's still on the voter thing. I mean, it's these are the crazy things, right? This is the crazy stuff that I see out there, and the craziness that people send me. Don't send me any of your wacky, weird websites because I don't care. Show me something real. Show me something from a group that is respectable. Show me something because I'm going to look it up. And then I find out there's some crazy, lunatic, super alt-left, hippie liberal, weird, wacky thing or some alt-right, crazy, lunatic, you know, some guy in his basement who is, you know, waiting for the end of the world and whatever. I mean, I don't need that. Real. Bona fide facts. When people say, Chad, it's true, show me the facts. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. That's it. I was going to wait till yesterday to do this, but I'm kind of over politics right now. And I don't know how to take this. It's, look, I love science. You know, science is blank and awesome. And we're now at the point, though, where science and technology are so advanced. I mean, at least for our planet. I'm sure other planets are, with their aliens, are way more advanced. But for our planet, you know, we're like really out there for us. At what point in time do we step away and say, you know what, there's just some things we don't do, and we're getting to that point where we're starting to play a little bit of God, and we're making stuff up, and I find that to be a little creepy. I'll be honest with you. To me, there's a certain sense of morality almost that there's just a line you don't cross. And right now with science growth, right, the explosion of stuff and how people are excited about science and with the growth of technology over the last several years, and I've said this all along, we're living longer, we're living healthier, it's going to continue to be that way. There's no doubt in my mind that my son's probably going to live well into his hundreds comfortably, and he's 6 years old now because of the advancement of science and medical and the whole nine yards. Well, there's a hybrid human-pig embryo that has been injected into a sow's womb as scientists push ethical boundaries, and it makes me think to myself, this is that godlike thing that I don't know if we should be playing with. We've all toyed with the idea of how can we bring something back to life? You know, how real was Jurassic Park? Can we find something that, you know, was extinct, you know, hundreds of thousands of years ago? Maybe a million plus years ago, but for whatever reason, we could get some sort of DNA and the potential of bringing it back to life? Even that is an ethical question that you have to ask yourself. Is that what we want to do? Would you? I mean, great. Granted, the money would be there, right? I mean, let's be real. If you were the scientist that could bring back a woolly mammoth and or a saber-toothed tiger, the zoo that you keep it in would be just insane, right? Everybody would be going there. People would fly to London. People would fly to Los Angeles. They'd fly to San Diego. They'd fly to Cincinnati's got one of the best zoos in the world, or New York. They'd fly there specifically for that, to see it. And there's a portion of me that's curious about that. You know what there's a portion of me that's not curious? I'm going to tell you right now. The human pig embryo. There's a portion of me that's not curious about that at all. I am not curious about that at all. Scientists from the Salk Institute, a biological research organization in California. And by the way, my son goes to the Jonas Salk School. Although he's six and a half, he's not a scientist. Have taken cells from a pig and people to create an embryo that was inserted into a female pig. Several different types of human cells were inserted into pig embryos in the Petri dish to determine which cells would best match the pig embryo. Now, we're already growing ears and things that you know, we're sewing them on and growing them on pigs. You know, we're already doing that. This just crosses a line that I it's uncomfortable, right? There's an uncomfortableness about this. And look, throughout time, scientists and doctors have done bad things that have advanced things very, very quickly. See the Nazis. See a lot of what the Nazis did and how they advanced a lot of stuff because they were able to experiment on Jews and gypsies and homosexuals and the mentally disabled. See what they did to advance stuff and realize that it was, you know, they played God with eventually repercussions, but right then there was no repercussions. And we have to ask ourselves, are we ethically, is this something you want? And you know what's going to happen next. I'm telling you, somebody's going to bring back a dinosaur. Somebody's going to bring back a dinosaur. And what's a pig person going to look like? What's a pig? Does it have animal rights and human rights? Why is it double righted? That's a question, right? Like, wow, this thing's totally double righted here. It's the ethics of it all, people. I mean, you know, it's. Does it date? Does it mate? Do you keep it in a cage? Does it? I mean, these are questions, right? And what, like, when do you cross that line as a scientist? Just because you can in life doesn't mean you should, right? We've all seen that person that wears that outfit they shouldn't, right? They get into that bathing suit they shouldn't, and they go down, and they don't care. Just because you can doesn't, you know, I could do it. Well, it doesn't mean you should do it. And this is one of those things where I sit there. It's like, what kind of monstrosity could roll out of here? And it's like, let's just say for the sake of argument, this half-ass comes off. And this thing has arms or a partial human face. And has, what next? Because you know, if it does partially do it, people are going to say, well, let's try to push the boundary again. What if we had what about Mr. Lippitt? What if we had a part fish and a human? And why realistically are we doing this? They'll tell you it's for trans, you know, they want to figure out how to, the ultimate to grow, they say, is to grow functional transplantable tissue or organs, but they say we're far away from that. Well, yeah, you may be far away from that, but you are trying to, I mean, do you think anything's going through their mind that, like, I don't even know what's coming out of this thing? Like, you know, this thing lands on the ground. It's all, hello, how are you? Hi, my name's Steve. What's up? How? Hi. I'm hungry. Is that what it's going to be? That's creepy. And now then, right? Then there's that other side of things. It's like, well, can I get one as a pet? Right? Can I get a talking pig? But there is an ethical thing here. There is an ethical question you have to ask yourself. At what point in time do we go, that's enough? We don't need to do that. Hi. What's up? Hi. Yeah. And are we the next bacon? It's like, what happened to your pet? Oh, he was annoying the hell out of me, so I ate him. But it's cool because he was kind of mostly a pet. Oh, wow, man. You're a jerk. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter. Oh, my God. It's going to have its own rights. It's going to have a march. Where are you guys going? I'm going to the pig person march. It's going to be awesome. Wasn't that an episode of Seinfeld, right? Pig boy, pig man. And they kidnapped him. This is what we're getting. This is it. It's real. Costanza's right. Tweet the show at Chad Benson Show. You can text us as well. 323-538-2423. Got some weird stuff. Got some fun stuff. Talk about some social media stuff and the doomsday clock. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Talking about tariffs earlier with the potential whether or not we should put a 20% tax on goods coming in from Mexico to here to help pay for the wall. Don't want to hurt workers, writes one person, which tariffs do. We want to have zero on the black market under the rack, under radar racket. That's true. Very much true. I think that's absolutely, you know, the readmittance, I'm telling you, hit them when they send money home. That's big right there. Hit them when they send money home. Because that is where most, Mexico does not want to stop illegal immigration, because if it happens, their economy will completely collapse. We are the teat of, well, a lot of places in the world, specifically Central America and Mexico. And if we are to hit them somewhere because of their, they export their people, and then those people import their money, which keeps their economy flowing. That's why we, you know, let's see what Trump is going to be able to work out here. Another texter writes, Frankenfood, we all eat it already, unless you don't eat anything with corn or it's genetically modified and the corn sterile. Talk about playing God creepy. Yeah, that's true. We got enough of that weird stuff out there. Frankenfood works, though. I mean, we got to feed the rest of the world. That was the whole thing when they modified all that food, right? Because we have to feed everybody. Not just here, but worldwide, we got to feed stuff. They're trying to find stuff. What can grow here? What can grow there? What can do? It's Frankenfood. But the alternative for a lot of people is starving, and they'll take Frankenfood over that. Well, it's GMO. It's GMO. It's GMO. It's GMO. It's bad. You don't want it. It's GMO. That's what the Frankenpig would sound like. Got to give it a name, right? Like Phil? What kind of name should we give it? Should we give it the, what do you call the human pig? Let's say it's a boy pig. Got to give a name.
Man Bear Pig is taken.
Man Bear Pig is taken. Man Bear Pig. How about, we want to give it a cool name. Something refined, right? Ralph is not refined. Ralph. From the cheap seats out there. Something. Sir Lancelot. Sir Pig-a-lot. Sir Pig-a-lot, come here. What? What do you want? Oh, my God, Chad, you're the worst person ever. Hey, this is ambitious, but you know what? The Finns do it better than everybody else. Who doesn't say, hey, you know, I'd like to go on vacation? Helsinki. Yeah, no. But one thing they're trying to do, and it's very ambitious, they want to be tobacco-free by 2040. Tobacco-free by 2040, meaning 98% of the population no longer would be using cigarette, snuff, and other forms of smokeless tobacco, cigars, pipes, and even e-cigarettes. That is their goal. That's what they want. That is their goal. Now, while it has... Man, I'm telling you, in the 50s, almost 80% of people in Finland smoked, the men, and the women, it was about 15%. Now it's about 25% for the men and right around 20% for the women, which is, they've seen a dramatic shrinking of smoking. Obviously, the health fears, plus the cost of selling tobacco and buying tobacco. And, you know, this sounds ambitious, and you would like it, I don't know why people smoke, but, you know, they do. It's your own life, whatever. I'm not here to judge. But one thing that we would never want to have happen here is for us to go tobacco free. And the reason is the taxes are they pay so much stuff. It's insane. They pay for so much stuff. It's a way for state to make money and more money. Well, we're paying for people who are, yeah, you're paying for a lot of stuff. It's not just for tobacco-related incidents. So slow your roll. Please. You're addicted to the money in any way, shape, or form you can get. And the fact that people have addictions to stuff and you can make money off of it, even better. Like, right? Isn't that better? Finland, I mean, it's very ambitious. Who knows? The Finn may do it. They're trying. They're the Finns, right? They're the most educated, most brilliant people on earth, according to the likes of Bernie Sanders and whatnot. They may be able to pull it off, although it does take away a bit of that, you know, I'm very European and I'm smoking my cigarettes, huh? It takes that away. But here, I just could never see that happening. Because we don't, like, cities don't want you. States don't want you. Producer, what were you saying today, Producer Phil, that, you know, it's like the taxes, the addiction to the taxes that they have and the fact that you can go to another state, buy it cheaper, and they would arrest you for that.
Oh, hell yeah. When I was living in Maryland, it is technically illegal for me to go into Virginia where the cigarette taxes are lower, again, back when I used to smoke, and buy more than two packs of cigarettes and bring them back into Maryland. I could be arrested for that.
Which is insane. And it's not because he's done anything illegal. It is because you're taking money away from the state. That's it. You're taking money away from the coffers. And they're addicted to the money. As much as people get addicted to alcohol, to drugs, and to smoking, the government is addicted to what's in your paycheck, which is what they see to be their revenue. It's insane. And look, Finland, I love it. And we all know smoking's bad. Ask a smoker, is it bad? They'll say, yes, it's bad. But people still do it. They still do it. And that's their choice. And as much as states want to say, we really want to curb smoking, we really want to curb bad eating, we really want to curb this, they're so addicted to all of the money that comes in from all of these things. No way.
And let's look at the state glorious experiment in banning alcohol.
Yeah, banning alcohol. How'd that work for everybody? Yeah, not so much. And let's not talk about the fact that how many states have upped the regulations as far as miles per gallon, as far as gas, and now they have a huge shortfall because cars go longer and they're not buying as much gas. They want you to be electric car driving, but not really, because they make money on that gas tax. It's all a game. It's all a game. Their addiction is worse than our addiction. The Chad Benson Show. Facebook. Uh-oh. Here comes the pigs a lot. If you didn't hear earlier, we have apparently decided to play God, some scientists, and they have a pig-human embryo implanted in a sow. We're figuring out what it would sound like. Hi, I'm Chad. Tweet me. At Chad Benson Show. Twitter, 323-538-2423. That's the text line. Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
You can text the program, 323-538-2423. People are texting their suggestions. Franklin Bacon, for our pig human that they've trying to apparently, I guess, create. It's been implanted into a sow. Humans, DNA and pig DNA, they've made an embryo and they have implanted it in a sow. God only knows what we're going to get. One person said Al Franken. What'd you say, Producer Phil?
Eggsin.
Egg and bacon?
Yeah, eggs and bacon.
Eggsin. I like that. Eggs and bacon. I like that. That's good. That's good. Text the program, 323-538-2423. I'm going to read you what they're saying. They said that Trump, on this CNN scrolling across, Trump has delayed his voter fraud action due to debunked information, and this is what he said earlier today, and just a little while ago, he's walked this back.
We also need to keep the ballot box safe from illegal voting. We are going to protect the integrity of the ballot box, and we are going to defend the votes of the American citizens. So important.
It is important to protect those. It is absolutely 110% important. Somebody texted me earlier, Chad, we've got to do investigations to keep it, you know, to make sure that we are protected. Yes, yes. If there is any hint of any kind of impropriety or that we think that something has happened, absolutely, we do. I mean, that's a given. But when, in truth, 3 to 5 million people haven't voted illegally. And we it showed in the past and over again. And when people say it's happening, I just say, where's your proof? It better not be, you know, the Trump administration. It better not be some right-wing talking magazine or website you go to. I want real proof. Isn't that what we demand, right? Isn't that what people demand, should demand? If you're going to make accusations like that, where is it? Not from the likes of Steve Bannon, who apparently told everybody today that the media is the opposition party, and he told them to keep its mouth shut because it's out of touch with America. No, no. Where is the proof for all of this stuff? That's a question that needs to be asked. If you're going to make an accusation like this, and I told you, where praise is due, I will give it. When there is a reason to criticize, I will do it. I want this president to succeed. I am behind him 100%. I want him to succeed, but he's got to stop with this kind of nonsense. And that's what it is. It's absolute nonsense. There are bigger fish to fry in this country right now. We've got an economy that feels like it's about ready to maybe take off. We have got a still stagnant wages. We have a lot of people that aren't working. Whether or not there was 3 to 5 million people that voted illegally, and you want to make this the thing you talk about, and I don't care if it's about you trying to be diversionary. This is the stuff that detracts from the things that you're doing, and you've done some good stuff. You've went in there, and you said you were going to do some things, and you're doing it. Now is the time. No more of this kiddie game, no more of this baloney, no more allowing some of these fringe people to sit here and say this, that, and the other, and you think, oh, yeah, absolutely, I would have won the popular vote. It doesn't matter, you're president. It doesn't change. They're not taking it away from you. They're not giving you extra years. I don't believe the Russians cheated for you. I don't believe they went in and changed votes for you. But I also don't believe that 3 to 5 million people voted illegally. And until I see proof, the minute there's proof, boom, it's on. It is on. But until then, stay the course. That's all I'm saying. I tell you, you know, you get it off social media. It's social media, man. People buy into that stuff all day. The stuff I get sent all day is just insane. And I tell you this, when somebody sends you something and you look at it, some weird, you know, crazy website you've never heard of or some blog you've never, go look up who it is and what they're about. Just do a little investigation. You're like, oh my God, these people have been like four different things and they've, you know, they're never right on anything, or they're completely just out there in the wilderness and wackiness of the world, and they say just the most absurd things. And it's all about reaction. It's all about reaction. But that's what social media is about. How do you get stuff viral? You do the craziest thing you possibly can. You say the craziest thing you possibly can. It's all about, look at me. Responsibility comes with social media. We got to talk to your family and friends about that. Your kids. There's responsibility here. Responsibility. Just talk to them a little bit. Think about it for yourself, too. What's the responsibility? We live in a PC culture that, unfortunately, people still react to, and it causes issues. And the sad thing is, and that's PC culture, that line keeps getting moved, right? What's funny today and everybody's okay with, 6 weeks from now, 2 months from now, a year from now, may not be funny anymore. Somebody may be super offended, and you'll have to answer for it in a year or two. And on top of that, you've got just, you know, I mean, as great as social media is, there's some insane things that are on social media that you sit there and you scratch your head. So think before you tweet. Think before you post. Not because you don't have the right to, just think about the backlash in your life. Or think about who you may hurt when you do something on social media. Over the last, 6 weeks, we've had several suicides on social media. Yesterday, an actor in Los Angeles who was arrested for some sort of sexual assault or was accused of it went home and pleaded and talked about his life and the whole nine yards. And then he put a gun to his head and shot himself live streaming. You've got the sick, twisted individuals that did what they did to that kid in Chicago. You've got the insane, sick, horrible animals that live stream 3 hours of raping somebody. You got a crazy mother who duct tapes her child to a wall so she could do work. What is wrong with people? I don't know. It is. I don't know. I mean, it's, I am, you get flabbergasted at times. And look, part of it's us because we look, right? It's like a kid. If you ignore the kid, what eventually happens? It goes away. But right now, this kid, everybody pays attention to. It and we go there for reinforcement. And we, you know, oh, my God, if I got 100 likes today, I'll feel great. If I got 100 this today, I feel great. If I got, it's nuts. The good and the bad and the ugly are all there. And just doing something, right, that you think that you have the right to do. Case in point, this guy Daniel Murphy, Sacramento, California. I do a show in Sac in the mornings. And we've been talking about it the last 2 days. He's got 12 Rounds Brewery. It's a small little brewery. Him and his wife put a ton of money into it. It's their life. On Saturday or Sunday night, he posted something on his Facebook that I didn't think was really horrible, talking about how disgusted he was by all the anti-Trump protesters and the divisiveness in the country right now. People took that as he hates the protesters and he's a Trump supporter, and that for that he should be, you know, punished to the umpteenth by bashing his company, bashing all of this stuff. And now his investors have pulled away. He was supposed to be at several events. Now they're walking away, telling him he can't serve his beer and stuff there. This is insane. This is insane. Not only is what we see on Facebook and social media at times just a dark, dark thing, we go to a certain dark side with inside ourselves where we get some sort of glee out of punishing people for their beliefs that don't jive with our beliefs. This guy, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, may lose his livelihood. I hope he doesn't, but the potential's there. A lot of people said they're not going to go there anymore because now they know how he feels. Do you know how everybody feels that you come in contact with during the day? Are you going to stand up to your boss if your boss voted for Trump? Probably not. We're going to pick and choose our battles, and this one's easy. And it's great because we get the glee of, oh, my goodness, I got to ruin somebody's life. Yay! Stop demanding people be fired. Stop trying to ruin people's life. Stop it. You have an opinion. Do you want to be punished for your opinion? Is that what you want? You know, did he rip anybody off? Did he serve horrible food? Are his beers disgusting? I understand. That's what Yelp's for. But at some point in time, that dark side, it comes out when that keyboard's in front of us. Like we have some personal responsibility to ruin somebody. I don't buy it. Or that we should go bare our soul online and at the same time kill ourselves, not realizing the repercussions of the people that are watching, the family, the friends, and all of that's out there forever to see. In your pain, you may not realize that. But then what have you done to other people? Question. There is a dark side. There is. We watch the dark side. Once we stop watching it, maybe it'll go away. But right now, I don't think it's going to stop. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. I have two polls up right now, at Chad Benson Show. Trump wants a 20% import tax on Mexican goods. Do you support it? Yes, I do, 51%. 49% said it'll be bad for trade, although he's already starting to walk that back. And should Trump and the government allow Dreamers to avoid deportation? 53% say yes. 47% says no, deport them. You can check those polls out at Chad Benson Show. We'll wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Rap. Doomsday. Apparently, we're 2 minutes and 30 seconds away from the end of the world, according to the doomsday clock. Once it strikes midnight, apparently, we're all done. I don't buy it. Bunch of crap, malarkey. We haven't been this close since 53 when they tested the hydrogen bomb and realized, oh, my God, it could happen. No, sorry. Climate change, Donald Trump, and nuclear war. That's why we're this close. Mostly one man. 2015, it was at 5 minutes. But that's because the Nobel Peace Prize winner, Obama, we got it there. That's why. But since then, it's gone back and forth, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. It doesn't matter. It's all pretend. You'll hear about the doomsday clock. A bunch of nerds think this is what's going to happen. Nobody wants a nuclear war. Nobody does. Super Bowl is, this time next week, it's going to be Super Bowl hype mania. Or is it the big game? We can call it the Super Bowl, right? Nobody can
bitch
about that.
We can call it the superb owl.
I'm always, you know, because you get. Is that a soup? Or it's a bowl. Okay. We can call it that. I think we can. It's so, you know, it's like you get sued, but it's a big game. I should trademark the big game. And then I could go, I'm going to sue you if you try to use the big game. The Super Bowl is next Sunday, and of course you've got the mighty, mighty Patriots taking on the We Will Rise Atlanta Falcons. Hot Atlanta Falcons! A lot of people tune in to the Super Bowl, as we all know. Probably, what, two out of every three out of every five people in America will be watching the Super Bowl at some point in time, with its height usually right around halftime. Because a lot of people come in, they want to watch the, you know, it's when more women come in because they're on like, the big game, whatever. But they come in to watch, ooh, who's the halftime show? It's fun for a lot of reasons. And one of the big reasons is we like to watch the, these big, great, amazing commercials. These like super amazing commercials. You pay a lot of money, $5 million for 30 seconds of ad time. $5 million. And it's gotten to the point now where people don't rush out when the ads come on. And it used to be the day after, everybody go online to try to find the ads. Well, now the ad companies are actually releasing them early, and a good majority of the Super Bowl ads can be found online. Now, there is one ad I am curious to see how it goes. Adam Driver, who played Kylo Ren in the last Star Wars movie that was a real Star Wars movie, not a prequel or sideways one, not Rogue One, but the one before that. He is in it, and they're going to do a 30-second live ad. So a 30-second live ad is what they're going to do. And I don't know what it is. It's supposed to have a Western theme, and it's going to be live. It will be during the it'll be the first commercial in the third quarter first break. So they'll have the halftime show, then they'll go to break as soon as it's over, then they'll kick off, and then that's once the guy, you know, kneels and, you know, because, you know, it's going to be a touchback, then that'll be it. And it'll be a 30-second live commercial. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm curious. 1982, Schlitz did a taste test that was live during the Super Bowl, but that's it. I get bummed, man. It sucks, though. It's like, you kind of waited for those things. Now I can go see him. So now, I mean, I haven't yet, and this is the time you roll out the big, we think, okay, it costs $5 million for the ad. Think about this. It's $5 million for the ad, but most of these people, right, are in these things, are big stars. Melissa McCarthy, John Malkovich, Adam Driver. There's a bunch of huge stars in these things. So that's money too. You think these things cost $3, $4, $5, $10 million to produce. So really you're looking at anywhere between probably $10 and $20 million for a 30-second ad. Do you think you get that much punch out of it? Ooh, man. I don't know if you do. I don't. We will break down the Super Bowl next weekend, next Friday. I will give you my pick. And everybody's like, you're going to go for the Patriots. Like, you don't know Squadoosh. You don't know Squadoosh. They play the game for a reason. So you just don't know. I want to watch a week of practice. I want to talk to some of my people out there that are on the know. Then I will give you a very real, concise breakdown of what I think is going to happen. Solid fun show today. We've gotten you over the hump. We've gotten you over Throwback Thursday, which I don't do anymore. And now we will get you into Friday and the weekend safely. We guarantee that. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook there. Chadbenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can email it. Check out ChadBensonShow.com. We have all the stories up there we talk about today. We break it down. We keep it updated each and every single day. If you want the podcast, you can grab it from there. You can listen live and take us with you. Also, you can grab. You can go to TuneIn Radio app and all the other stuff. iHeart, wherever good podcasts are available, we're there. All right? You can also tweet the show at Chad Benson and text us 323-538-2423. Solid fun show. Tomorrow, lots of stuff. We'll talk movies. We got some other big things we'll be talking about as well. So make sure you tune in for that, kids. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Thursday. For Phil, for Anthony, my name's Chad Benson. Night-night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.